Charles, you've been watching all season as the Raiders have added all these different pieces to this defense and this team overall. But now that you've seen everybody together on the field, what's the experience been like?
I think overall it's been a positive experience. Just being out there today, I think the communication level between the guys, especially, on the defensive side of the ball, has been intense, that's the kind of thing you need when you have a lot of new guys coming in, playing in a different system, playing on a different team. It's all about that communication. So the new guys that we've brought in, we've got guys that know how to get it done, so that's the positive thing about it.
How much better do you feel about this defense now than you did a year ago?
Man, I feel good about it. I really do. For me, I like to have, veteran presence, bringing in guys like Tuck, bringing in guys like Woodley. Those are guys that know how to win, and they know how to play the game of football. And as I was just saying, that's the difference you see out there, especially defensively, is having guys out there that they've won. They've won in this league, and they've won the big one. Having guys out there like that, you have leaders on the team that guys can follow. And, that's going to be important for us. So I feel really good about it.
Make you feel a little younger having more guys your age around than maybe you
did last year? For me, I feel like I'm getting younger out there anyway. I feel good. But like I say, bringing in those guys, man, it brings in credibility. And, I look forward to playing with those guys this season.
Looking forward to having Tyvon back healthy, and how much will that sort of help you and things you guys can do defensively?
Yes, anytime you get your guys back, and get them back healthy, then you feel better about your chances. It'll be great for him, coming off the injury. He's hungry. Because, when you miss time from this game, you get a chance to reflect on a lot of things. So having him back, having him be hungry, as I know he is going to be great for our defense.
We talked at the end of the season. You said that you were, in a sense, it was different because you played more deep safety than you had played in probably your whole life, basically.
Yeah.
Tyvon being back may change some of that, but even if it doesn't, do you see a second year of being in that position? Even at your experience level, would develop and grow? And
yeah, I mean, you have to, in this game, if you're not growing, then you're not getting any better. I think having Marcus Robinson here is going to help me a lot. A guy that's played the position for a long time. He's been an all-pro at the position. And just the short time that he's been here, has really helped me out a lot and see things a lot differently. So from the safety standpoint, there's no question, I'm going to get better. Now, as far as, moving around and being able to do different things, that'll be up to the coaches, whether or not, they want me to, move around a little bit more. But I definitely can. So we'll see how that progresses.
There are a lot of guys on this team who other teams probably think are locked up or past their prime. Is that extra motivation? Do you think you get that sense from the other guys?
Yeah, no doubt about it. When I look at guys like, Woodley and Tuck coming from other teams, I think most guys would like to play for the team that they were drafted to, and those guys came up on a situation where the team wanted them back, but they wanted them back on their terms. They had to make a decision, do they come back or do they move forward? And so I know those guys, feel like they have much more value, than what their previous teams thought they had. And so there's no doubt about it, those guys, have some extra incentive to come in here and show that they're still, great players in this league.
Was there ever any doubt in your mind you'd be back here this year?
Yeah, I mean, you never know from year to year, And it drug on a little longer than I wanted it to in the offseason. You know, I wanted to get something done right away. But, of course, you know, every team has priorities. And, you know, I respect, you know, what they did in the offseason and the moves that they made, you know, prior to me signing again. So, yeah, you know, I was getting a little bit nervous, you know, sitting there at home trying to figure out, you know, what's going to happen. Because the reality was that if it didn't happen here, you know, that could have been it. So, yeah, no doubt about it.
Did you talk to any other teams at all or before
the No, I didn't talk to anybody. You know, my heart was set on coming back here. And, you know, if that didn't happen, then I would have had to weigh those options, you know, whether or not, you know, something else could, you know, turn up. But my heart was set on coming here. So, you know, if it wasn't here, I don't know.
You haven't seen the rookie Khalil Mack get out and get to hit anybody yet, but what have been your first impressions of seeing the guy out there?
You know what? Just his movements. You know, he, you know, watched him a couple of times come off the edge, and he's a guy that can, he can bend at the waist, he can get low, you know, he can get under tackles if he's going around the edge. He's quick enough to where if he gets a guy, you know, in space coming off the edge, that he can make movements in or out and go either way. And it seems to be, you know, put together pretty well, you know, so we know he has some strength. So, you know, I've just seen him a little bit, but, you know, it'll be great to see him, you know, in action, you know, when it really goes down. So, but you know, we all have high hopes for him because he's only going to make us better, you know, as a team, and look forward to playing alongside of him.
Judging by the experience that's on this team.
Judging by
the experience on this team, it stands to reason you guys would, you know, have a good grasp on what's possible and what's not. When you look at this team, what do you see is the ceiling, considering, you know, the experience you have and whatever limitations you might see?
Ain't no ceiling. You know, we're trying to bust through the ceiling. You know, I look at the team and I feel like, you know, I have what I need, you know, as from a team standpoint to get all the way there. Now, does that happen? You know, and nobody knows until that time comes, but we got players in there, you know what I mean? And if we all focus in, you know, all our goals at the end of the season will be there.
So, Charles, you're saying that you thought maybe that this was going to be it. Will you look at this year differently and maybe, so to speak, stop, smell the roses a little bit?
You know, I think every year, you know, you kind of stop and smell the roses, you know, once you get past a certain point. But I'm looking at the team and just going off of how I feel, you know, health-wise. I'm not looking at this being the last year, you know. But, of course, I'm going to enjoy every moment of it at the same time because, like I said, you never know how it's going to turn out. But, you know, I'm looking at, again, you know, what they've done here this offseason, the guys they've brung in, you know, the draft that we had. We're going to be a good team, you know. And if that means playing this year and beyond, then, of course, I'd be open to it.
Dennis and Reggie both said, hey, one of our jobs was to bring in a quarterback. We think we brought in a top 10 quarterback in this league. What's been your observations of the way Schaub stepped in and sort of seized leadership on that side of the ball and your observations of him over the years? Is he the guy that can get you there?
I think he can. You know, I think, you know, for a lot of the guys, you know, it's you know, coming in and coming and having a fresh start, you know, and I kind of get that sense from him that this is how he looks at it, you know, being able to, you know, he had a good run there. You know, he had some good years, you know, there in Houston, but this is a fresh start for him. And I think he's anxious, you know, to, of course, go out there and prove the naysayers wrong because a lot of people are down on him, you know, because of last season and what happened. But I think we realize, you know, players, this organization, that, you know, one bad year doesn't make anybody a bad player. You know, you can have those types of years. So I know what he's done in this league. He's thrown for a lot of yards, you know, in this league. And I think we have some weapons around him here. I think, you know, adding the competition that we have on our offensive line, guys that can protect him, you know, having, you know, D-Mac back, having MJD here, you know, bringing in a James Jones, you know, you have some guys around him, you know, that can make him better. And that's how we see it.
How soon was it before Maurice came up and talked to you about your tackles?
Well, he just let me know, you know, that's why he joined, so he didn't have to deal with that Superman tackle anymore.
I know DJ rolled his ankle, but what were your impressions of him last week or coming into second year after a rough rookie year?
You know, I know he's. I think of him like I think of Tyvon, a guy that missed a lot of time, you know, and is anxious to get back. You can tell he's, you know, he's much stronger. You know, he's been in the weight room, handling his business that way. But, you know, from that standpoint, from a corner standpoint, you got to be in the game. So how much better has he gotten as a player? That we won't know, you know, until things really start happening during the season. But like I say, nobody's going to feel sorry, you know, for a guy who was a top pick, you know, in the draft. So he's going to have to come in and prove himself, you know, beyond offseason.
Do you get the sense that experience is becoming undervalued in the NFL?
I think in any league, you know. I think the Spurs were undervalued, but look at them, you know. They have an older team, but they're playing for the whole thing again, you know. So I think it is overvalued. I think if you look at, you know, the NFL, every team, you know, wants to get younger. You know, they push a lot of the older guys out, guys that can, you know, still play the game. So I don't think there's any question, you know, that is undervalued. And so, you know, it's going to be our job, you know, especially from, you know, guys like myself, Woodley and Tuck, you know, to show that, hey, man, our best days are not behind us just because other people say our best days are behind us. You know, we're going out there to play good football and win games, and that's what we intend to do.
So Tim Brown, Tim Duncan.
Say it again.
Would you be Tim Duncan?
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question. Yeah. Yeah, they were silver and black. Yeah.
Tim Brown had said that a couple weeks ago. That, hey, this is what the Raiders did when they were good. The last time they went to the Super Bowl, there was, you know, Romanowski and Jerry Rice and, you know, yeah, a lot of veteran players, yeah, plus with some young players. Can you see that parallel?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I see, you know, a lot of similarities in it, and he's exactly right. And I think, you know, the veteran guys that they brought in have been veteran guys in key positions. You know, I keep saying Tuck and Woodley. But when I think about our team and what we need – pass rushers. We need guys that can get to the quarterback. You know, bringing in, you know, Antonio Smith. You know, bringing, you know, Pat Sims back. You know, and guys like that. So, you know, we've brought in good quality players and guys that can play football. And again, I can't stress it enough, you know, the way our communication was out there on the field today. You can tell you got guys that have been in the game before and know how to win and know what it takes to win.
All right, guys.
Anybody jump out as far as the rookies you guys drafted, the two cornerbacks and the safety?
Not yet. It's still way too early. You know, we got to wait till this thing gets real out there, you know.
All right, guys. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks,